Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Bregman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Fantastic broadcast. Cass Ingram, James McCanny. I mean, what more can you ask for? Two of our absolute favorites are here. Important issues. James McCanny, who knows the directions we'll go with him? I mean, we may go to NASA, we may go to Mars, or we may go to the Supreme Court. There's no telling. So he's going to be here in about an hour. So stay tuned for that. And Cass is on hold. I want to mention a couple stories before, and then we'll get some comments by Cass. I told you, I don't remember time. Boy, time is just crazy right now, and I'm getting a little confused about it. One thing I do want to inform you of, you know, I haven't been on the show a lot. I've just been here and there, intermittent. We're in the process of moving, and that's a big ordeal and deciding and all that. So that's why I haven't been around a lot. I just want to let you know that I'm not going anywhere except to another house. So it'll be a couple, three, four more weeks of me being on limited, but I'm here. I'm with you. I talk to Catherine often, and we'll have some great guest hosts. We'll do some Joyce replays. I know everybody likes that. In the interim, and just want to let you know, just want to inform you. I'm sorry I haven't informed you before. Some of this I didn't know exactly what we're doing, so I just want to make you aware of that. A while ago, I started mentioning the articles about CDC or the news about CDC. CDC was given authority, arresting authority by the Biden administration. And we talked about that, how important this is. Now, this is hugely important. The CDC, an unelected body, is giving arresting powers to make decisions and then arrest you based on those. I mean, what rule of, you talk about rule of law in America, you talk about 1776, you talk about British, you know, oligarchy or whatever back for the revolution down to now. The American colonies, to say it was the American Revolution, that's what Britain calls it. That's really not accurate. It was a war for American independence. That's more accurate. The colonies were granted in their charter, basically independence by the crown. And as time went on, the crown didn't like that and tried to usurp this any way possible by using different machinations, and they're varied and history recounts them. Okay. This is very parallel to an oligarchy now with the CDC, unelected board, corporatocracy, where they're now have arresting powers to do things to you, or they're limited. You know, they're trying to push this. There's so much about what's going on. It's if you don't resist, then it just becomes acquiescence. You know, complicity. Complicity, apathy becomes acceptance, becomes approval. That's the mode that they're working on. The net news story, and I'm going to bring Cass on just a second to get his opinion. CDC, and let me get the quote right so I don't, this is CNN reporting this. The CDC releases guidelines giving limited freedoms to people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Here are the rules, blah, 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 CNN breaking news. Okay, let me read this again slowly. The CDC releases guidelines giving limited freedoms to people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The CDC releases guidelines giving limited freedoms. You see the language. And if you know, you've been following the show, I'm sure if you're new, our freedom, our liberty comes from God. And that's the difference between America and every country in the world, that by law, the Declaration of Independence, at least that's the standard. The CDC granting freedoms to fully vaccinated people, there are at least three major facets to all this. This is a huge story. I'm going to bring our first guest on, who's just a favorite of the show's, going way back with Joyce for many, many years. We love him, his opinion. He is outspoken. He is convicted. His products are amazing. His research is amazing. North American Urban Spice, his products that he talks about there. Cass Ingram, welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
How you doing? What have you been doing? Where you been? Don't be such a stranger. Cut it off.
Well, you know, every time I imagine you, I think of you on a mountain in Greece somewhere picking wild oregano.
Yeah. That's why I don't want you to worry about this stuff, people. You don't even think about it. You can review it and study it and then give them the stiff upper lip. If nothing else, you just go and pick your hatchet, a knife, I don't know what else, and you go out in the bush somewhere. Somebody says, look, I don't care. This is my bush. You can, and you make a cabin. You get some of a little pot and this cast iron and cook some eggs and whatever. Pick some. I'll teach you how to do it. Pick some wild plants. And you live off the land until the Almighty God decides it's your time. And you pay no attention to a bunch of buffoons. Bunch of buffoons that are trying to figure out how much money they can squeeze out of the system, whether through vaccination, through hydroxychloroquine. Well, not so much that. It's cheaper. But through remdesivir, through gowns, through stupid masks, through, it's through these respirators, which are 100% fatal, through the vaccines, of course, or the so-called, whatever, make a buck. Subsidize the hospitals. Pay the nurses more. Give an incentive to shove a tube down somebody's throat and kill them. Give a bunch of antibiotics. Put people on a bunch of vaccines and they get sick and then they have to take Tylenol and Motrin by the ton. It's all about, it's ambitious. Look at that crazy governor, that Newsom in California. He made a secret deal with the Chinese for $5 billion with the masks. Governor Pritzker, he's got some deals going with testing. And then you get the big guys, the pharmaceutical companies making so much money on the PCR test and the vaccine and experimental drugs and different potions and tonics. And that's what it is. Come on. I mean, there's some eugenicists involved. Somebody thinks they're going to take the human population down to 1 million. I'm not going to pay any attention to the CDC. They're a vaccine company. What do I care? They make a commission.
Right. Well, you have a new book. Cass, you have a new book coming out. Why don't you tell people about that, when it's going to be out, and then let's go into that a little deeper.
The new book is called The COVID-19 Vaccine, The Real Truth Revealed. Greed, licentious behavior, filth, corruption, and no benefit. How are you going to benefit a family of a doctor, a famous obstetrician? He was extremely pro-vaccination, who got hit with a shot, and he couldn't make any more platelets. So he's laying there, and he says, I don't think it's a vaccine, and he bleeds to death. This is a spiritual war. Come on. There's the people who were touting the vaccine and making fun of everybody, then they took the shot and died, doctors and others. You got to figure that the Almighty God doesn't have anything to do with it, but he's watching it and letting it evolve its own way. Because we created the monster, right? But it's playing into his almighty, mysterious plan. Right?
Talk about that. You said we created the monster.
Funding. Yeah. Okay. So you have bats in the cave, and they don't bother anybody, and you don't bother them. So you take the bat and you swab its anus. That's that miserable mole, that pharmaceutical mole, Peter Daszak, who has a percentage stake in the Wuhan lab. He's the most miserable, phony, cockamamie clown there ever was. Peter Daszak. He looks like some kind of an authoritative idiot. So him and his group, with Fauci's money, with our money, went around and swabbed these anuses. They took the stuff, anus fluid, to the Wuhan Institute. They started screwing around with it because the gain-of-function methodology isn't allowed so much here. Now, you say they did it to kill people. That may be, but they did it to make a buck. Because they were trying to make vaccines. That nobody had a vaccine for SARS that was any good. So then somehow they fed this to carnivorous. No, they fed this to piglets. They injected them. They did. It's all published. Then they fed these piglets. They ground them up and fed them to hogs to see what it would do if they ate the bat-sourced coronavirus. Well, that's going to just make a bat pig virus. But we don't know what the Chinese did with the pigs. Now, this was just before the bigger epidemic in China. They could have, because, you know, this disease was striking, whatever this disease is, it was striking all over the world, not just in China. Did they sell these pigs, which there's a guy in prison in China for selling experimental test animals to markets. You know, he's a scientist. They would sacrifice the animals. Then he'd go dig them out of the dumpster and sell them. This kind of thing. So you've got a bat coronavirus that killed a bunch of hogs, like millions of them, oh, 2, 3, 4 months before this broke out. You have the Wuhan Institute. You have the lab. I mean, you have the market. You have the first people getting sick dealt only in hog. And you had the issue that somebody ate something in Wuhan, and now we don't think about that. Oh, no, it's going to come if you're 6 feet or if, you know, you got to stand 6 feet, not 4 feet, because the virus has an intelligent structure. It knows you're 4 feet away, so it comes and gets you. But if you're 6 feet, it leaves you alone. I have never seen, and that's why I'm saying it's just about money. It's because otherwise you'd go out of your mind. Follow the buck. Gates said that he's made so much money off of vaccines, 20 times his investment, but he failed in everything else. He tried all this artificial intelligence and weird stuff, and most of it collapsed.
You brought up SARS. For what I can tell, they've been trying to do some type of coronavirus slash SARS slash vaccine since about 2002 with mRNA, messenger RNA.
Well, with all sorts of things, mRNA and with regular.
Discuss that.
I treated two cases of SARS in 2003, and I used really high doses of the natural spices, especially something called oregaresp. A lot of oil, a lot of oregaresp. And the one woman, she was going to die. I stayed with her and slept on the couch, and I stayed with her in a hotel room. Just keep going, woke her up every half hour, every 15 minutes. You have to take this stuff. She survived. She's still alive today. Now, on the SARS virus, the problem is that it's probably man-made from civet rats that were farm-raised in China, so they did something. And then it got out of the box, and then it killed a bunch of people. So they said, well, let's see if we can profiteer, because we had this in farm-raised camels in Saudi Arabia. Let's profiteer by making a vaccine. That's how pharmaceutical works. So they tried and tried and tried, and they kept giving the vaccine to animals and killed them all. It killed all the animals.
What happened was that they
primed the animals. That's what we're seeing now. You wonder about Larry King if he got the vaccine. I wonder. I mean, we know that Hank Aaron did. We know that the health minister for Australia did, and he's in the hospital now. What they do is they don't know what they're doing, first of all. And so they inject proteins that make the immune system go nuts. So maybe the animals survived that first injection. Then when you re-expose them to the pathogen, they die. Because the immune system goes crazy with the spike proteins and with the cytokine response, and they can't handle the priming that we artificially create by the vaccines. So that's one of the questions we have now. If you vaccinate 200 million Americans, then come next cold season. Coronavirus is back. Here comes COVID. It has nothing to do with that. It's the vaccine. They start dying like flies every time they get exposed to a virus or some sort of germ. Now,
all right, hold, stop right there. This is very, very important. Let me summarize, and you correct me where I'm wrong, what I'm hearing from you. Because people like Sherry Tenpenny, the scientist in Ireland, Dolores Cahill, one of their biggest concerns is this is going to mutate the way you react to the protein to this quote-unquote virus, so that if you're re-exposed to a coronavirus, and I assume the common cold is a coronavirus, so when flu season, cold season comes back, your body
is a concern of Tenpenny and her group, and a realistic one. It's already happening anyway. We know that that they were talking about vaccinating King, whether they did or not. I don't have the data, but he died of some kind of a sepsis. We know that the health minister, Mr. Hunt, who is a pharma mole, apparently got the real vaccine a couple of days ago, and he's in the hospital with a sepsis. We don't have to wait too long. When people are exposed to any kind of germ, and I'll tell you, there's two or three things. There's the priming from the spike protein. There's the issue of the destruction of the lymphocytes, which Pfizer admits to. So you wipe out, you wipe out the immunoglobulins, you consume them. And now you expose the person, just walk into a hospital, walk into a clinic, and all of a sudden the germ runs right through you. That's what you're going to see happening. Don't wait till the cold season. They're going to drop like flies because they have no ability to fight.
All right, stop. What you just said, priming from the spike protein. What does that mean? Give us details.
Okay, well, you know, again, these buffoons are blundering idiots. They think they know what they're doing. So so what they came up with was a way you could grow something and make money on it and patent it. And the idea is we're going to splice in the spike protein mRNA. It will go into the human body. We'll put the liposomes, the lipid particles, and then we'll force it into the cells, into the cell nucleus. Once there, it will code for spike protein, which is really nasty. The body doesn't like that stuff. It's the protein on the outer coat of the coronavirus that the body sees and attacks the virus. So if indeed you are dumping spike protein into the body, first of all, it can't be, because you shoot somebody and they die in 5 minutes or 20 minutes. There's not enough time for that much spike protein. So there's several things going on. There's a spike protein, if your body gets around to making it. There's the mRNA, which is a synthetic nucleotide. You've basically dissected your DNA. Otherwise, you couldn't have people just dying right away. That Israeli who spit blood a fraction of a second, it just ejected blood out of his mouth after he was shot. So there's something else going on. You interrupt the DNA's communication ability with these synthetic nucleotides. You might as well just take a big knife and just stab somebody in the heart. You're done. So there's that. There's the nanotechnology.
So hold on. So you're saying, because I've heard, I've had a lot of arguments with people. When you tell them this is changing and affecting your DNA, you said, no, it's not. It's just messenger RNA on the outside. It has nothing to do with the DNA. What would you say to that person?
It's not possible. You're blocking the DNA natural communication with the body. Otherwise, these people who say that are not thinking straight, or they're moles or something. Because
pharmaceutical. They're pharmaceutical reps.
Yeah, because exactly. How could you die, a healthy 20-year-old, a healthy 30-year-old, a healthy 50-year-old doctor, in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 hours, 4 hours? Elderly people dying in 2 minutes to an hour. How could you die of a hemorrhagic stroke in 5 minutes? You have done something to interrupt all of the communication in the body, and that communication is via the DNA. The DNA codes for RNA. So you are altering the body's ability to do anything. The body will hold its DNA as much as it can, but it can't handle synthetic RNA. That's what we're finding out. I mean, you could have expected that. Now, I wonder
where are they getting this RNA? Are they getting it from aborted fetal tissue?
They're making it on a computer.
They're making it?
Yeah, digitally.
They're making synthetic
nucleotides. These guys are monsters.
Hold on, Cass. I did not know that. You're telling me, I thought they were, originally or years ago, when they would take aborted fetal tissue and they would get, some of the cells from aborted, at least it's human tissue. You're telling me that a computer is making this now?
That's a starter growth for the vaccine or the shot. Was you take the dog kidney tissue or monkey kidney tissue, cells,
yeah,
or human, and you use it to initiate the culture. But you use recombinant technique so you can patent the vaccine and make an unlimited patentable money on the project. Nobody can take your vaccine and start making it because you own the patent to that recombinant technology, and you can't patent just regular DNA, regular RNA. So you manipulate the RNA molecule. They say they do, and there is prospectus in their patents, by making synthetic nucleotides that are produced digitally.
And are you saying AI? Did you just say that basically AI is
yes.
making a new human?
Yes. Well, they're not going to be able to make a new human. All they can do is corrupt and destroy the humanity in a person. Why else would you have a nursing home that had, I think, 120 people, and 48 of them died within a week of the vaccine? You're not making them, you're killing them. And the problem is that if they were just to inject, like you said, some regular RNA, which I don't think they could do, from, I don't know, human fetal tissue, if there was RNA in it, RNA and DNA, we wouldn't see 50 times more toxicity than the flu shot. Not even 50, maybe 100, 200, 300 times the toxicity. The flu shot is made from flu germs. It's bad enough. This one, and the new flu shot, has transgenic components. Transgenic means that you're recombining the viruses, the bacteria, whatever it is, in altering the God code. And you don't know what you're doing. You know, this stuff I predicted in my book, Natural Cures for Killer Germs, that it would get out of the box. And I wrote the book in 2003, and we would have this disastrous death and pandemic. And
there's exactly the music. What you're saying. Stay right yeah. there. Transgenic components. That is what I'm going to ask you. Let's go right to that when we get on the other side. A compelling interview, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back. So good to be with you.
We're not very superstitious here at the Power Hour, but your lucky number this week is 17. Why? Because we have 17 products from the North American Urban Spice at a discounted rate of 10%. 10% off all North American Urban Spice products today all the way through this Sunday. Check out the full line of North American Urban Spice products at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com, or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We know you like savings, and we know you like Strauss. Strauss Natural Products, 10% off this entire week. From now through this Sunday, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get a 10% discount on all our Strauss products. Right now through the end of the week or online at thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry. Sale ends this Sunday.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. You want to get prepared. You want to take charge of your life. One of the big ways is health, obviously. Obviously, health, humanity, mankind is under attack, even at its most smallest basic units, the DNA, whatever's been put in us, our connection to divinity, our connection to the Creator, if you want to be use an even more secular word. Even the most secular person can understand the Declaration of Independence, that we're all created equal, endowed by our Creator. And what we are seeing is some challenge to the very basic and scientific nature of that creation. I don't think anybody intelligently can dispute that. They may lie to you, trick you into saying that, but I don't think they can intelligently dispute that. At the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, the North American Urban Spice, all on sale. He mentioned oregano recipe. He mentioned oregano. These things are essential now. And I've told the story about my aunt. I'll tell it again. My aunt got COVID or whatever this is. She got it. Very sick. Luckily, my cousin had an oximeter to keep her oxygen level. She talked to me. I said, look, I would not send her to a hospital. I would not send her to a hospital as long as her oxygen level stays over a certain amount. She can breathe. She was really bad. We got her on a protocol of surviving, you know, magnesium, the whole magnesium, quercetin, zinc, you know, the D3, you know, the protocol. And one of the big things, the main things we put her on was being drenched in oregano on her feet, on her, under her tongue, above the collarbone, drenched in oregano. Nobody else in the house, by the way, got COVID, which makes me very curious because they were all around her. My cousin was helping her, did not get COVID. You know, they were on these vitamins and things that probably helped prevent it and not get sick. But this is, you know, the people around her did not. I don't know. That's another story. But whatever. The point I'm getting at is she had many things in her house, including the oregano, before she got sick. And when she really got sick and really needed it, if she would not have had it in her house, she would have been at the mercy of the local yokel doctor, some hillbilly doctor telling her God only knows what. I mean, it's Russian roulette at these doctor's offices. I don't have to tell you. You know this. Very important. All these products and more at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. We really appreciate your support. We really appreciate your prayers, your donations, your thoughtfulness. Ladies and gentlemen, you are so key right now because you have some light, you have truth, you are a thinking person, or you wouldn't be listening to the show. If you're new to the show, we're about your creative divine endowment and exploding that in as many directions as possible, and to use it as you will, as God's will, so that you can be happy. You can pursue happiness. You can have life, and more abundantly. You can have liberty. Without liberty, there is no virtue. Without virtue, there is no truth. All of these things are connected. And when the CDC now tells you that they are going to grant you limited freedoms, they are taking the place of God. This is a scientific dictatorship and a takeover where science is now replacing the Almighty. And if we accept this, I mean, my God, you can see the path to transhumanism. It can't be accepted. I won't accept it. One of the things that concerns me, I talked to Cass. We're talking to Dr. Cass Ingram, of course, the renowned health expert. He's got a new book coming out, CassIngram.com. We talked about what the effectiveness of the brainwashing. I don't know what other word to use. It kind of surprised me how effective it's been. People are so scared. They are so brainwashed, for lack of a better word, in my opinion, from this information, that they're running out. I mean, anybody with any sense, why would you take the risks, the basic risks that even the vaccine manufacturer is telling us about this? I don't know. Getting back to Cass, your comment about any of these things, and then we'll get back to the discussion where we were.
Well, Bourria won't take the vaccine. He's the chief of Pfizer, and there's no way Gates, because Gates could die, and then he'd have to go meet the Grim Reaper, and he's not going to go to a very good place, is he? So he's not taking it. He's not giving it to his children or his loved ones. So if they're not going to take it, then they must know something. But
where did you hear
that? I don't know.
Where did you hear he wasn't taking it?
His MD said that all along Bill Gates won't take a vaccine, and when I tried to get him to do it, he said that, look, I'm healthy and my kids are healthy. We don't need any vaccines. There's just not. It's not even possible.
Wow.
I don't even think Fauci. I think he must have took saline. And you know, some people have taken saline in empty syringes and just did little PR stunts. And it's not true of everybody. Others are dense enough to take the shot, you know, ministers and so on. But now I just want to
talk about the brainwashing. I'm really surprised about how effective it is talking to people. They are really scared out of their mind.
What are they afraid of? The disease? Or are they afraid that they won't have their freedoms and they want to participate?
I think death. I think originally death. The fear of death is what they're keying in on. And then, like you said, probably, well, okay, my mother-in-law said, well, I'm going to have to take this to travel, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm like, oh,
I think a lot of it is that. I mean, that's why I said that you'd be better off to just keep your health and not end up with chorea lesions where, you know, those two people that are healthcare workers that can't stop shaking, they have involuntary movements. Or you might get a stroke or heart attack. You want one of those. You might have a loss of your facial nerve with Bell's palsy. Then you want your face to look like that. And then you could get paralysis where you can only move from the neck up. I mean, if you want that, because you have a Russian roulette chance on this one, go ahead and get it. But if you're one of those people who has an intelligent mind and say, well, look, I don't really need to live the rest of my life in misery. I feel pretty good right now. So I can't travel, so they say. So I can't go have the freedoms I thought I had. But at least I've got my health. That's how I would look at it.
Let me play the other side and get your response. There's half a million Americans have died of COVID, and people are dying, and that's deadly too. So I want to prevent that. I mean, yes, some people are getting damaged, but it's not as much as the people that are dying of COVID. So what would you say to that?
Well, it's very easy. The Israeli study proves that. There were 260% more, 260 times more, 20 to 50-year-olds that got sick and died, or that died, actually, that dropped dead from the vaccine than would have if they would have just waited around for COVID-19, whatever that is. And I look, I know it's a real, whatever this is, I know it's real. So don't go there. I've treated probably 300 cases, whatever it is. Then I would say, well, why is it that the number one cause of hospitalization for nurses and doctors right now is the vaccine? Number one, number two, number three, number four cause, number 10 cause. Why is it that at least 100 nursing homes had no COVID-19 deaths until they got the shot, and then they had one-third or one-fourth of their residents dropped dead, 20, 30, 40, 50 people? Very simple. But what I would do for those who say that is say, well, what killed them? Did COVID kill them or did something else? You know that great interview by the German, great, the whole world has to see this, by the German forensic pathologist, where he said, look, on pathology analysis, we looked for the exact cause of death. In 100 cases of death, we found no COVID-19 fatalities. All of the people died primarily from secondary infections in the hospital secondary to the respirator. Isn't that a testimony? You get your 50,000 and you get to kill the patient and you kill him quick. I talked to one doctor. He said, I got to go home. I can't stand anymore. I gave morphine. I morphined two of my COVID respirator patients. They wanted rid of them. They got the money and done for you. We don't want to trouble anymore. You're going to sit here and suffer and take up money and time for us. I'll take you out. But now I feel guilty about it. I wanted to go home anyway. Yeah, no, this is constantly what's happening.
You had doctors tell you this, that they feel guilty about it now?
Yeah. One guy.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, see, what we're dealing with is, so what? You get cancer, you get chemotherapy, you get radiation, you get surgery, you get a secondary infection, you die, so that's 500,000 people. You get heart disease, we do a bypass surgery, 10% die or have a stroke, so that's a 50,000. There's maybe 100,000. Then you have MRSA, that's another 100,000. And you have C. diff, that's another 20,000. What's the big deal? So if we've got another 400,000 Americans, toast, not a big problem. We got our money. The hospitals need money, big money, to continue to operate. I know, I just wrote the book. It's bad, but it's just as, you know, so what? We have less deaths now from sudden childhood SIDS disease because people are at home. They're not getting their kids as much vaccinated. You already have 280 million Americans getting shot, up to 60 shots a year for the children, say that's 100 million. So now we have another one. It's just more fatal. And the mechanism is experimental, and people are dropping dead.
Let me tell you experience I had, and then get your reaction. I was in, I was staying in a condo where there was an elevator, and several times I had the elevator doors open. I go to get on, and somebody with a mask would stop me and say something to the effect of, "So, since you do not have a mask on, you need to wait for the next, you know, the next car." And I told them, I'm not waiting. You can wait. If you're so keen on people waiting, you more than welcome to wait out here till you feel comfortable. I'm not waiting.
Had somebody say such obnoxious stuff. People, you need to stand tall. Don't you dare and hunch your shoulders. Stand tall. Let your chest get out. Pull your horns in. You don't want to fight. But you are a commanding personality wherever you go, and you're not masked, and you're not social distancing, and you are sir, you are mister, you are miss, you're a tough son of a gun, and you minimize some of this reactivity by your aptitude, by your, like an animal that blows himself up to chase off, like the cat that chased off the bear. It's a cuckoo world. I don't know if the world's cuckoo, but I know that one guy, he put a mask on, and he was mowing his lawn, 31 or something, and he deprived himself of oxygen, and he stroked out. His doctor told the guy, your mask made the stroke while you were mowing the lawn. So So, you know, if somebody wants to be dumb about it, lock themselves in a hotel room or a car and a, you know, elevator with double mask, you can let them do that, but you don't submit to them. You stand up strong and say, look, I'm not going to cut my oxygen off and rebreathe my carbon dioxide. You can do it if you want. You know, it's a free world. I'm not going to have yeast growing all over my body. You use the science against the stupidity.
And what you do you think on not. The
You don't say
test?
You. You want to start. One guy, he started fighting with somebody in a Bed and Bath and Beyond and punched him out because he didn't wear a mask.
What do you make of, you know, there's obviously a lot of travel restrictions, a vaccine passport, quote unquote, whatever that is, being talked about. Where do you think this is going? What's the line?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm the wilderness doc, so I'll go in the bush. I'll be happy there. If they fence off the bush, then I will start caring. Now,
you sound like that preacher
in
Germany.
I just did a scientific study. Huh?
You sound like the preacher in Germany said, first they came for the socialists, or came for the union workers. I wasn't a union worker, so I didn't care. You know, it goes on and on and on. Then they came for me, and then I there was no one left to help me.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta draw the line
somewhere. I'm not going to pay. The world is big enough. I'm not going to pay attention to a bunch of politicians and compromised, economically tied stockbroker people that are trying to get the Moderna stock way up so they can make millions or whatever, or Pfizer or whatever.
Now, I think it's more like billions or trillions, but anyway,
yeah,
go
of
ahead.
Course, of course, it is trillions. Now, I did a clinical trial where I took 50 nurses, my 50 nurses, and they were using the oregano spray, the oregano juice, the oregano oil. They went out and got the Pfizer vaccine. None of them had a sore arm. None of them had any symptoms. None of them had any sequelae. None of them lost a day of work. You know, because we're talking about quercetin, we're talking about vitamin C, we're talking about D3. Let's talk real stuff. Let's talk Bible. Does the Bible talk about vitamin C? No. It talks about oregano in 10 places. Why? Because God knows what he's doing. Now, they went out and got the second shot. I said, I don't think that's a good idea. You got the oregano. They won't. Oh, no. So, because their job is supposedly to go to COVID homes, people that are stuck at home, and go take care of them and put the respirator on them and all this stuff. So
when you talk to them, I didn't mean to interrupt your story, but I'm going to. So when you talk to them and they saw what happened with the rate, they still were so adamant about getting that second shot.
Oh, yeah. They're brainwashed.
Anyway,
they're like talking to a robot, you know. So they know. I put all 50 nurses on this oregano that you carry, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
So the minimal symptoms they got, as deadly as this vaccine is, they really didn't even lose anybody from a day of work. That's how good the oregano was, but it's not me, it's God. He told everybody to use it, and nobody paid a pill of beans attention. If you use it, you're not going to die of this stupid disease anyway. Now, I'm doing another clinical trial. Look, what I'm saying, probably nobody in the government agrees with. I mean, you have your opinion, you have a right to it. But since I don't make a paycheck and I don't have a patent, I guess I can say a few things. I don't know. I'm doing this other trial where they're recruiting people who either have post-COVID or COVID or I don't know what. And they're gonna give them, blinded, the product, two different products, two different good products, not some placebo, because then somebody might die or something. And we'll see. They're going to really, these are two of the top investigators in the world. One of them has published 6,000 articles, I think. I think 600 or 6,000. These are really good guys. So hopefully we can send something out so that next year people will know that oregano is the king.
Just all right, we're running out of time, Cass. I have several things to ask you. Let me quickly go to this. We're hearing stories. It looks like Mike Adams is reporting this. I think some other people have, that life insurance companies are saying if you die from the vaccine, that many of them, that they're not going to pay out if you die from this experimental vaccine. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I'm not surprised because they've got to support the cabal, and the pharmaceutical companies own the vaccine, you know, own a lot of hospitals, a lot of insurance companies, and you're talking about trying to protect the vaccine mantra. Let me just say, if you went out and got the vaccine, you have to follow our protocol. They have the book already, the little book, How to Survive a Forced Vaccination, and the protocol. You got to do it, all right? So
What is that protocol? Just briefly go over that.
Oil, the juice, the Oregaresp, and the using the spray to the back of the throat. I know it's a bitter spray, but you got to do it. Possibly the sinus oregano, possibly if you were exposed to something. But basically, the Oregaresp, the king. The oil of oregano super strength, the king. Don't go on the internet. Buy from this costs you guys a couple thousand a show. You know, buy from the Power Hour. I just told you what it is. If they don't have it, you can go get it somewhere else. But you have all this stuff.
Tell me something about brain fog, because I'm hearing people, and they've had COVID, they're supposedly over it, but they don't feel quite right, and they're
having
trouble.
It's the spike protein, because that's happening to one out of two vaccine recipients. The spike protein, I guess it happens that quickly, damages the olfactory bulb, and there's all this inflammation there. So that's where that sinus oregano spray could be good, the juice of oregano, drinking.
What about Oregaresp? So my uncle, not Uncle Kevin, but another uncle, he got COVID, but he's still having brain fog.
The oregano will take it out.
Oregaresp?
All of that. The oregano is an ascaric agent.
Which means
everything. Ascaric means it eats toenail fungus. It eats athlete's foot. It eats vitiligo. It eats junk, germs, viruses, bacteria, fungus, especially fungus. Eat. And, has anybody said, what are you doing still eating sugar? You eat the sugar and the sugar and the sugar. Then you get sick. Then you end up in the hospital. Then you get the candida lungs, and then you die. The people who don't eat the sugar, don't eat the corn syrup, stay away from the GMOs, none of them are getting sick. Almost none of them. Almost none. Zero. What are you doing? Drinking that booze, eating that sugar, not paying attention to GMOs, and then you go get COVID and call me up. Come on. Most of the people with COVID have fungus. The fungus has suppressed their immune system, then they get whatever this is.
At theparamall.com, all these products that he's discussed, I think everyone, I'm pretty sure, certainly the major ones, are at the Power Mall, and
Do you have the spray? They need the spray.
Yes.
If you don't have it, you have to get it. A regular spray. Yeah.
I wish my wife was here. My wife is not here.
Well, call her up. Is she close to you still? Give her a call and say, hey, Mrs., make sure you supply the people with the protocol, which is the oil.
My wife, she swears by Reginald for everything, especially our children. And if children don't like to take the Reginald, we can put it on their feet. We can put it on their collarbone. Ask my aunt, who almost died of COVID.
Did you hear what I did? I had a woman who had COVID, and she was dying on the respirator. And I made her daughter, because they didn't care, rub her feet in her shins. I made the nurse do it. She bucked off the respirator. She survived, because that's 100% fatal, 90%. And she went home, and she didn't even know what happened. No idea that I helped her. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've got off the respirator with the combination of the spray and rubbing the oil on the feet and the shins. So, I don't know.
What does this say? We got 2 minutes. You are an extreme health practitioner, a natural you're a doctor. You're world-renowned. I mean, when we're in the state that we're in, that we're even having to discuss this and having to, couch our language in this, I mean, what does it say about our overall condition of mankind right now that we're dealing with this like this?
Well, you have this biblical lore and Quranic or whatever. You have these predictions of the end times and all that. It just says that. There's not much left of the earth anyway. So what good is it? And humankind is, 10,000 toxic chemicals in each person, 300 when you're born in your cord blood, vaccinations left and right. What's the use of being on the planet anymore? We'd be better off if we just served our Lord and helped spread his name to everybody, and we didn't pay any attention to anything else. Just do your duty to God and for yourself, your family, your loved ones. Take care of them. Move on to the stranger that's in need. Pay no attention to these evil ones. That's a dumb thing to do. I used to do that. I used to write. I remember I had the No Disinfo blog. Hours I would spend. I'm glad I don't do it. My mission's changed.
Well, whatever you focus on gains attention. So let's focus on health. I mean, that's what I love about you.
You focus on health. Make sure your loved ones are as covered as they can. Now, you can't do it all, right? My sons, I said, don't give any more vaccines. You've created an autism. So he went and gave 65 shots to this kid. He ruined the kid. You can't stop all the evil. You know? Now they're not going to vaccinate child number two, but child number one is already finished. My grandkid. Me. I'm the world expert.
And
you know, I'm the world expert anti-vaxxer. You know that. I have never given a vaccine, ever. I've never taken one. And I have written 6 books against them. So, like wow. Mahatma Gandhi, I'm against them. And if you want to call me an anti-vaxxer, go ahead. I don't care.
Cass Ingram, the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. James McKinney on the other side. Cass, a pleasure. Thank you so much for staying on. Stay right there. Stay right there, Cass.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.